in his defense before King Agrippa, Paul summarizes his entire life and goal, both before and after his conversion on the Damascus Road. He had been appointed to serve and to bear witness for his Creator, Redeemer, and Lord. And from this time on, his life took on a radical change, but a fairly consistent change of direction. For now, Paul becomes the constant witness. First, before a hostile or a friendly audience, he offers the same message of law and gospel, cringing not before the past, nor being supercilious before the small. He preaches what both men need, the law of God, which convinces man of sin, and the gospel, which shows him the answer that God has already provided for a man's sin. And he does this seriously, with the help that comes from God. And he was constantly ready with the same unchanging message, as he says in the words that have been echoed down through the centuries, "I stand here, and he will not yield. He will stand ready to carry out his constant witness before both great and small." And again, in Paul's eyes, the small are just as worthy of hearing the word of God as the great. And neither his teaching nor his zealous efforts varied with his audience. He was God's witness and God's speaker, and the audience all became great in his eyes. And he told them nothing but what the prophet and Moses said would come to pass. And his message is the same constant message that has been echoed down through the centuries from the time of the Garden of Eden on, that God has provided a Messiah, a Christ, who should come. He would suffer, die, would be the first of many to rise from the dead, and thereby will bring all men to trust in him through the same valley of death into an eternal lifetime. His witness again is constant, and he gives it with constant love, proclaiming light both to the people and to the Gentiles. And this light, this witness, is for the benefit both of the Jews who tried to kill him and the Gentiles who tried to ridicule him. And because of his constant witness to these people, the Jews and the Gentiles of the first century, we who are of innumerable races in the 20th century, have also seen and lived in this life. And St. Paul, throughout his entire earthly days, bore a constant witness to God and the great glory that God has manifested in each and every one of us. For this then, we give God praise and thanks, and add to this our constant witness. Amen.